Great to see so many familiar faces today, and so grateful for all of your support in making this Summer Cancer Run a success. Since I know all of you plan to participate, or at least volunteer, I'll spare you my salesman pitch and instead focus on the details of the event so that you know what to expect.
Do you mind if I ask a question?
Of course not.
I know that this run will be raising money to fight cancer, but I'm not sure what exactly the money will be going towards.
Right. All of the funds raised will be given to the Greystone Cancer Research Institute. We really feel they are doing the most cutting-edge research in Australia and want to help them find a way to cure this horrible disease.
Okay, thanks.
So, about the run. First of all, there will be options to do a 1 kilometre, 5 kilometre or 10 kilometre walk or run so that anyone of any fitness level can participate. It's not how far or how fast you go that matters. It's that you come out and support the cause. Speaking of which, supporting the cause entails paying either a $40 registration fee or pledging to raise at least $200 through donations. If you choose the donations option, we have pre-structured fundraising pages that you can utilize for this purpose. Now, you can also choose between registering as an individual or registering with a team. You can join an existing team or you can start your own. You just need a team name and a captain whose contact information will be available to the public.
So anyone can join any team?
Not exactly. You can register to join a team and they can decide to accept or reject your registration. But it's rare for a team to not allow someone to join them. Now, once you register, you'll have access to all sorts of resources. For example, there are training programs for people wanting to get in shape prior to their walk or run. They've been designed by local fitness professionals and approved by doctors at the Greystone Cancer Research Institute. We can't offer personal consultations, but there is a list of recommended trainers on our website. And no, they did not pay us to advertise for them. We also aren't given money to promote the running shoes that are featured on our site. These are shoes that our volunteer staff have selected as their favourites and, well, they wanted to share them with you. The website also provides forums for teams to interact with each other, for individuals to communicate with one another, and for people to generally share their feelings and experiences prior to and after the event. Oh, that reminds me. At the end of your walk or run, you'll be greeted at the finish line with electrolytes, sports drinks and dance music. That's right. We're going to have a live DJ there to spin some tunes and get everyone in a festive mood. The cost of the DJ is being covered by an anonymous local supporter.
So there's going to be a party afterwards?
Sort of, yes. We'll keep the music going for about an hour after the last person crosses the finish line. There'll also be snacks, drinks and maybe even some face painting stands for the kids. After all, this is meant to be a family event. Now, although there won't be awards presented for best times or anything like that, the director of the Greystone Cancer Research Institute will say a few closing words and will extend her appreciation to all of the participants. That will mark the end of the day, so we do encourage people to stay until the very end and to congratulate people as they finish their walk or run. So, that's about all I have to say. Does anyone have any questions?